Joining us today is Kelly Harris from Geomara. Is it Geomara or Geomara?
Geomara.
Geomara.
It's okay. Italian.
Ah, perfect. That's what I thought. I was like, I don't want to mispronounce it. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I do appreciate you coming on and sharing some persimmon knowledge. I was working on our fall juice and smoothie recipes, and that's where I came across. And I was like, you know, I've never tried a persimmon. And they keep popping up. Like, I'm seeing them with their star pattern on avocado toast and in smoothie. Juices. So I was looking forward to learning more today.
Excellent. Love to share what I know and welcome any questions you have.
Perfect. All right. Do you want to start off telling us a little bit more about Geomara and then we'll jump into persimmons and learning about those?
Sure. Geomara is nearly a 100-year-old privately held family company. The family members are still very much involved. We started out in and continue to be very large in grapes, table grapes, and we have growing operations in Bakersfield, California, but we expanded over the years and we now offer nearly 200 different commodities and categories within those commodities, primarily in fruit, and we work with over 3,000 domestic and international family farms throughout literally the world. So we have just about everything you can imagine, but our top categories are, as I mentioned, grapes, avocados, watermelons, berries, both blueberries and blackberries. And we've recently come into the persimmon category, which is what we're talking about today. And we are the largest provider of California fresh persimmons in three different varieties in the country.
Oh, that's excellent. Excellent. All right. Yeah. So let's jump into the persimmons. And so you mentioned you guys grow them in California. Is that typically, what's the growing season for them?
The growing season runs usually from September through December. This year, because we had some extreme heat in the San Joaquin Valley, which is Central California area, the primary growing area, it's been delayed slightly, but we are shipping now. And we will continue to ship volume shipments. We start out with fuyus, which is the largest of the three categories of persimmons that we offer. And the fuyu persimmons, which I've got a fake persimmon, a fake fuyu, so I can show you right here. This is what you would see in the store. And it looks kind of like a tomato, except it's bright orange. And it has a little, what we call a hallux, which is the leaf system here. And when you buy this, it's ready to eat and you eat it like an apple. It's crunchy, it's crisp, it's sweet, and it comes in different sizes. This is a little, because it's fake, this is a little smaller than you'd average see in the store, but you can buy them in this size and use them for lunches or quick snacks. You can eat them on the go. You always want to take the leafy portion off. And then the larger ones you slice and you can cut and chop up and put into salads, into desserts. We've started seeing a lot more innovative applications for cooking them into soups. And as you mentioned, slicing them, putting them on top of avocado toast. And of course, our conversation today is about juicing, which is actually a very innovative use. We haven't heard about juicing in the past, but Nicole, you were very good to send me a juicing video or a video of someone juicing persimmons, and that was very intriguing. At least in the video I saw, the consistency of the juice as it went through a professional juicing machine was more of what was called a nectar. And in the fresh produce business, a juice is generally considered clear or you know, relatively thin. A nectar is a little thicker. I wouldn't call it pulpy, but it just has a little thicker consistency. And since that's the way it appeared in the video, I would suggest that probably that would be most likely used in a smoothie mixed with other components, maybe other juices or a protein powder mix or something that would allow it to kind of work more within the smoothie environment.
Yeah, I think some of the recipes I found included orange juice to kind of probably liquefy it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. It looks like it has a good, almost like a honey taste. I've read some people, I've not tried one yet, but we were getting some. I went to the store to pick some up to juice today and they weren't yet there at the store. So, but they did say that the fuyu is the most popular one for juicing, I guess, because it's harder. What are some of the other varieties that they do come in?
Okay. Well, Jamara handles three different varieties throughout the season. Fuyus, as I said, start first, and they're the most predominant and most popular of the three. Then, we're going to start harvesting next week the Hychia. Now, that is a completely different type of persimmon in that it's more, as I showed you, the Fuyu looks a little bit more squatty like a tomato. The Hychia is more like an acorn shape. It's more oval, and it is baking persimmon. You do not want to eat that when you buy it directly at the store. You need to let it sit on a counter, and you need to let it fully ripen to the point where it would almost look mushy, pardon the expression, or very, very soft. Because the idea is the Hychia will ripen up over time. And then you literally, you would take the skin off and you would use the pulp in cookies, in breads, in other baking applications. I've seen a lot more recipes for Hychias now, but you definitely do not want to eat it when you first buy it. It would otherwise be very, very astringent to the point where it would pucker your mouth. There's been kind of ongoing jokes about people that, want to play a joke on somebody. They give them a Hychia they just bought and tell them to bite into it. That's not what you want to do. But that's a completely separate application. And then there's a third type of persimmon that we market. And again, this will be available just for a few short weeks. It's called a sugar and spice. That's our proprietary name. That is a specialty persimmon that you eat raw, like a Fuyu. However, it looks like a Hychia. It's longer and it's a little darker skinned. It's a kind of a darker orange, but it is very sweet. It has got hints of cinnamon and hints of vanilla tones in its flavor, but it is probably the sweetest for sure of all three of the persimmons that we offer. And again, this originated in Spain, and then our grower brought it over and planted it in California.
Oh, that sounds really delicious. And is that one that also you give it a little bit of time to ripen?
No, it should be ready to go. It's ready to eat just like a Fuyu. So the thing to remember is that the Fuyu or the sugar and spice is ready to eat when you buy it. The Hychia is the one that you must let ripen and become very soft and pulpy.
Perfect. Well, that is exciting. I can't wait to try some of these and make some different juices and smoothies. I do, like you had said, I think it'll be a really good ingredient to add to different smoothies. And now with fall, there's so many delicious seasons and of all different produce that are in season now, like mm-hmm. with cinnamon. And we made a smoothie with sweet potato juice, which has very creamy. It was almost like a creamsicle. We did sweet potato, which I wasn't sure. I'd never had sweet potato as a juice before and mm-hmm. wasn't sure how that would taste. And it was really delicious. Again, it was a little bit thicker. So I imagine this might be kind of similar where when you mix it with some other fruits and vegetables, it's really delicious. So we're going to have to try some and we'll share our recipes with you once we're done.
No, I would highly encourage it. And I know you work with retailers have in-store juicing operations. Mm-hmm. And this is something where we've had a lot of retailers saying, teach us how to use or how to better promote persimmons. So this would be a wonderful opportunity for them to pick up on that. We have seen a much bigger trending in the last few years with persimmons, particularly with millennials and Gen Z, because younger people are much more experimental with cooking these days. They're looking for new and exciting items to try out. And we provide recipes, but again, this would be a wonderful way for retailers to help sell in and sell through more of their exotics in the persimmon category.
Yeah, definitely. And now is the time to do it if they're in season, September mm-hmm. to December. So it's a great time to get some. All right, excellent. Well, Kelly, thank you so much. I feel like I'm ready to go with my persimmon knowledge. And
all right.
Is there anything else you'd like to add or?
Well, I just want to bring up too, let me just pull this up quickly. I'm sorry. I checked on this relative to some, let's see here. I was looking, I do have some nutritional information and I will forward that on to you because persimmons tend to be very high in several nutrients. I believe vitamin A, vitamin C, also magnesium, so and folate. So those are nice, in addition to fiber, obviously, because the pulp is very dense. And so from that standpoint, there, you know, as people look to build their immunity and to eat healthier, Fuyu's do offer a lot of nutritional advantages as well. See more people starting to enjoy persimmons.
I know, me too. We'll have to hopefully have them share their recipes. We'll get a whole bunch together.
That would be great.
Over the juice ones. Thank you so much, Kelly.
You'll okay. Have a good weekend. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.